Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clint Hurdle reminds you that Chris Archer, not to get the day going on a negative, even though the Pirates won last night, I think the takeaway is that Chris Archer came up just not looking good. Clint Hurdle explained it. You heard it in Jim's update that the warm-ups just didn't look right in between innings. Archer goes out there, and it just, I don't know where to go from here. It's a crazy situation. He throws that first inning. He comes out for the second inning, and
there wasn't a lot of back and forth. He told us how he felt and what had gone on in the warm-ups and how he was feeling. There wasn't any back and forth. So he needed to come out.
All right, for a staff that is already just smashed by injury and one that the general manager not long ago said, we're going to use this core and then sort of build just a guy or two around. If Archer is hurt, and by hurt I mean he's down for the rest of the season mm-hmm. and then there's some rehab in the offseason and he's supposed to come back, kind of like how it was last year, he's supposed to come back and launch into this year. Do you go ahead and I think a plan that's unsteady to begin with.
Right.
But do you go ahead and change your whole plan? Do you go ahead and try to it's time for the owner to talk. That's number one. But number two, is it time for the owner to say to the general manager and the president of this baseball team, I know your plan sounds good, but we got to, like, buy pitching.
Well, someone needs to say it to Neil Huntington to actually make him listen. I don't care if it's Bob Nutting. I don't care if it's Frank Coonley. I don't care if it's Neil Huntington's wife. I don't care who it is. Somebody has to say to Neil Huntington, listen, you just made this big case on Sunday night about how you're going to come back with a starting rotation next year that's going to be based around the guys that you already have and based around guys like Musgrove and Archer actually getting a full, healthy baseball offseason, as he calls it, all the time. Well, Chris Archer may not get that now, and it's yet another strike against a rotation that hasn't pitched well in the second half. You had an opportunity to get another half dozen starts or so for Archer down the stretch and keep him going in the right direction. You're probably not going to get that now.
Archer was pitching okay. He was pitching at like a 3 ERA in August. He had kind of swung it around just a little bit, although the team never wins when he pitches. It's crazy. The result for the team, he can pitch okay, and they never get a win. It's really weird.
Yeah, it was seven straight. This is the first start he's won after seven straight losses, and of course he's not around for it.
But I think that there needs to be now, like, the plan sounded real skeptical to begin with.
Yes.
Real skeptical. Like, we're going to go out and we're going to find a J-Hap kind of guy. We're going to find a Volquez kind of guy. If Archer is hurt to any degree that takes him out of even just a couple starts, then you wonder if it's going to linger. You wonder if it's something that's going to be back. You wonder if it's going to push into next year. Like, somebody needs to stop the ride and say, hey, listen, the plan kind of isn't working. We need a total overhaul. You keep Archer around as your fourth or fifth guy.
Yeah.
You keep Williams around yeah. as your fourth or
back
fifth
of the
guy.
Rotation guy.
You
yeah.
keep Musgrove around. He may go to the bullpen. But, like, people aren't going to be satisfied, and we need to understand that as an organization, until we go out and buy pitching. And until that happens,
and not just one
people
pitcher.
Are going to complain.
And they rightfully should.
And they absolutely should, and should loudly.
Because it's not a plan, really, to be honest.
It's a hope.
It's a hope and a wish and a prayer, and our fingers are crossed that we'll find somebody in the offseason who will bring into Bradenton who maybe finds something next year. I mean, that's exactly what he said Sunday night. Maybe we get a Volquez or a Liriano or a Hap. No, you can't hope and wish and pray that this rotation's going to find itself
You know
next
what
year.
Neil Huntington needed last night? He needed Chris Archer to throw a complete game, four-hit shutout. And then he could sit and say, see, I told you guys, mm-hmm. we suck right now. We're awful right now. But see what I'm talking about? What general manager Neil Huntington could not have happened last night was for a starting pitcher that he said, see, we got a guy. We're just going to fill in around him. Go down after the first inning.
Right.
That is worst possible scenario for his plan.
And this isn't just a guy. This isn't Musgrove or Williams or Keller or Agrizal. This is the guy who I would think is penciled in right now as your opening day starter next year.
Well, the what got them into trouble is what he says they're going to do now, because that's what they did after 2015, where they brought in John Neese, and they brought in, who am I forgetting here, Vogelsong.
Right.
And who was the other one? Nicasio actually won a spot because he was really good in spring training.
That's exactly what the fifth spot in the rotation is going to be this
spring. And that's what they're doing now? I mean, that was when they were coming off a 98-win season. You can almost say, okay, yeah, they're just looking for to fill in spots. You know, the thing is, the way for the Pirates to get a decent, affordable, in their words, major league pitcher is to make a trade. And the Archer trade hasn't worked.
People need to, and people have spoken up, but people, and the pressure isn't going to get to this organization, but people need to continue to stay mad until they buy a pitcher. It's time to buy, and not just any pitcher. It's time to get in a bidding war for someone.
A proven top of the rotation commodity.
Someone that I say all the time, I categorize it as this. Someone who, when they walk in the clubhouse, you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to look up
not
who they
Drew
are.
Not Drew Smiley, not Jason Vargas, not whatever.
And until they do that, and there's no other way to spin it, I'm not in the spin game. Until they do that, you listening right now have, because of the current state of this organization, you have a right to be really, really mad. They need to, and I'm not talking about when the Phillies lined up $3 million arms, you know, and billion-dollar arms. I'm not, at least one guy like that. They need to have a top-of-the-rotation guy that they pay and pay big to walk in here and say, I'm the number one. It has to happen, and you have a right to be really mad until they do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.